to our good friend Suzanne Aubrey, who is the owner and operator of said establishment.
Happy birthday!
But sitting there on our hotline is Coach Buck Buchanan, the head coach at Hendricks. Football is back, baby. Coach, welcome into the zone. How are you?
Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Happy to do it. And we have been following. We have been talking. Man, Bill Vickery, Representative Tim Griffin, a couple of proud Hendricks grads. So we've been
very proud, keeping
up with what's going on with the Warriors. But, boy, I'll tell you, I want to talk about that first game right out of the gate here. A dramatic way to bring back football. I mean, I'm sure you would have loved a blowout victory to start things off, but that's a pretty exciting way to welcome your fans back with football on campus.
Well, script for success. You got to try to keep them back. I told them that, you know, we wanted to keep them there the last second. I guess I lied a little bit. It was 1.6 seconds, so we had 0.6 a little left over from the 1 second. But we, you know, the kids played their butt off. They play really hard. They love each other, and they're playing together a lot faster than we probably even thought they would. And you really couldn't script a better movie tale type script for that game. To come from behind, I think there were 7 lead changes, and to be able to have the ball at the end and put it through, and freshman kicker that, you know, when we recruited him, we said, hey, you're going to win football games for us. Well, he made it truth in the first one. So,
Coach, you helped restart a program before. Talk to me about some of the specific challenges that went into this. When you guys started the process and what it's been like, I guess, going through that process, getting your team up and running.
Well, this time is actually a lot easier than the previous time because I think Hendricks had done a really good job of really studying this over the last 8 to 10 years and putting a lot of information together and getting things ready to go before I even got here. And our administration was on board with that. We have resources and we have facilities, and that made things a lot easier to start with. Of course, there was a lot of construction meetings, and there was a lot of things that you don't typically have to do when you go into to coach a football team. But we were able to do the things that we wanted to do to put ourselves in a position to bring a great level of football that some people, I mean, in Arkansas and Louisiana, Texas, you know, a lot of people don't know about Division III. The biggest thing is it's not intramurals and pads. And, you know, if you come over and look at our facilities, you know that it's as good as a lot of Division I schools. So we want to make sure that the young men that come to our program, you know, big time is where you're at. And so that's kind of the thing that we try to do with our administration, our staff, get everybody on board with that philosophy of make this the best they can for the kids, because that's what it's about, and it's about the student-athlete.
Yeah, and again, it is all about being a student-athlete at this level. Talk to me about your selling points, I guess, when you're out talking to prospective players. This is a non-scholarship right across the board as far as football goes?
It's non-athletic scholarship. Every one of our young men has scholarship, but just not for athletics.
Okay.
It's for academics and for outside scholarships or whatever that they get from their hometowns or things of that nature. But basically, it's academic and government aid. The great thing about it for us is, and this is one of our selling points, is, you know, no matter how many catches you have, how many tackles you have, if you had the worst game of your life, I'll never come in at the end of the day and say, you don't have the ability to go to college here anymore, I'm taking your scholarship away. that's a great thing, because the money is not the issue once you're here. It's the relationship that's the issue. So it's that part of it is part of our biggest selling point is, you know, we want to foster a relationship that's going to last over a lifetime. And and I'm saying it sets us apart from other places, but, you know, we don't have guys on a half and this guy on a full and that guy on a quarter,
right,
and I have bad guys at the end of the day. That's something that I appreciate about Division III. Of course, there's always that guy that you're like, man, I wish I could give that guy money, and we want him right now. But that's part of the give and take of Division III. The other thing for us is selling Hendricks College. Hendricks is a nationally known liberal arts institution, and we're one of the best schools in the country. And some of that kind of goes without saying, and especially in Arkansas, you don't really have to tell anybody who Hendricks is, because or who we are, because, you know, everybody recognizes us as one of the leading academic institutions in the country. So that's a big selling point for us. And then also, right now establishing a program, getting to do things the right way with no bad habits, and having an opportunity for kids to come in here and make a difference immediately versus over you know, sitting on the bench for 3 or 4 years. So those are some of the things we talked about. But really and truly, we sell academics number one, and then the fact is we're looking for character and then ability. So we still look for the things that everybody else looks for. And so when we look at it, we're like, well, he might be a step slow, so that's good for us. So,
Buck Buchanan joining us in the zone on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Coach, you were a defensive lineman in college, is that right?
I was a defensive lineman.
Okay,
so I always pretended to be a linebacker, but I was a lineman.
I like that. Well, you know, it's funny because we talk about that with the head coach at Arkansas now too, and you don't see a lot of defensive linemen go on to be head coaches. But I'm assuming that there is an innate toughness that you are able to impart on your team. I mean, they're just when I think of defensive linemen, I just think nasty,
gritty,
yeah, guy who's willing to roll around and get down and dirty. And I'm sure you're probably trying to impart some of that on your Warriors.
I was always the dirtiest player on the playground in elementary school. It was always that way. So I think that's the way kind of we coach. I mean, having a lineman mentality helps. I also tell everybody that the great thing about having a lineman as a head coach is you're going to eat well. You know, we're never going to starve you to death. So there is a toughness there. I mean, I remember playing for guys that, you know, and I was a true nose guard, zero tech. You know, our job was to beat the center. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we kind of approach that every day. It's probably, yeah, ingrained in linemen like that. But we also have a lot of great assistant coaches that really, you know, we got the first string. Everybody that we wanted to come came, and that was, and we kind of have a family atmosphere there. So we in all of our careers, we were all, I would say, tougher players. And it's something we have to do right now because we have 52 players. So we have to be tough enough to fight through injury and to play. And then there's a balance there of when do we create toughness and when do we back off. So there's a balance there, too, because sometimes I have to get out of that mode of this is how I did it, this is how I did it, to go back and say, well, we might need to do it this way.
One last thing I want to ask you about. I saw in your bio on the school's website that you not only have taught all over the place here and were a former player, but you also coached overseas and taught American football to folks in Sweden, Finland, and the Czech Republic, of all places. So tell me about your adventures overseas and what exactly you were able to pass along to the kids over there.
Well, I don't have enough time to tell you the story, and you don't have enough air time, but it was kind of by chance that I did that. I promised the guy I'd go to his wedding. He got married in Finland. Next thing I know, I'm doing a clinic talk over there. People said, hey, you should come do a camp. I'm like, sure. I'm like, it'll never materialize. And then next thing you know, I'm doing a camp in Finland, then Sweden, and then got to know people really well. And then one of the guys was related to a guy that has a place in Czech Republic. And so we go to Czech Republic, and we do it as a mission camp, you know, to try to tie that in with football and the Lord, and we do that. And I think it's been really good for kids. And the greatest thing about coaching kids over there, they're just happy to get Americans over there to teach them football. And there's some really good football players, and it's kind of refreshing when you go over there because, you know, everybody's hanging on every word you say because people from America came and took time out to go over there and be with them. So that's been a real blessing, and it's been a way to create a lot of relationships, and I still have a lot of friends over there. We're going to try to tie that into what we do at Hendricks and our Odyssey program, and in Division III, you can play overseas every 3 years. So that's something we're going to try to work in over time, is to take our whole team overseas. So,
I mean, you're opening the Scandinavian pipeline for athletes. I mean, eventually, maybe, can you get some kids out of there?
Well, at Louisiana College, we had a couple of guys from Finland and a couple from Sweden that played for us. And I had one really big offensive lineman that I had gone over to see. He was about 6'7", 330. And, you know, he ended up playing at Division I school, but we almost had him. So, I mean, but yeah, there is some good talent over there, and a lot of them are hungry to come to the United States and play. And then I've also had a couple of guys to go over and play. And our offensive coordinator actually played in Sweden after he was done at Hardin-Simmons. So there's some opportunities for our guys to go play as well. And it's kind of the Division III philosophy. You got to kind of go and love it to play it. So that kind of opens up some opportunities for guys that don't want to quit playing football.
That's crazy. That's interesting. Coach, 1 o'clock at home this weekend, is that right, against Washington?
1 o'clock against Washington out of St. Louis, Missouri. They're a good football team. They're very disciplined. They have a winning program over a long period of time. So we'll have a work cut out for us, but our kids are, again, playing hard and we're staying healthy. So hopefully we'll make a good game out of it.
Well, Coach, good luck to you. We appreciate it. You guys are undefeated at home, and hopefully we can keep that rolling. Let's get to 3-2. So good luck to the Warriors, and we'll get up and catch a game here when our schedule allows for, I guess. Actually, with you guys kicking on, I could actually come this weekend because UCA plays at 3. So I'll try to come by and catch some of that early game, the early part of the game, Coach. I wish you lots of luck, and thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks. You're always welcome. Thanks, guys.
Right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Coach.
It. That's pretty cool. I mean, I'm going to double dip this weekend.
Yeah, two straight home games,
you
actually, this weekend and next weekend.
I'm going to watch a little bit of the Arkansas game. I'm going to go catch the Hendricks game, and then I'm going to go call the UCA game.
That's a full day.
I'm going to be a busy little fellow this
weekend.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's worth